approved for all my bags.
What's that?
So I approved for all my bags.
All right.
All right, well, how's your day going?
All right. How about yours?
Good, not bad. My name's Debbie, I'm your practitioner. All right.
And that's my brother Bob. I'm gonna turn off the ugly light. This looks like a bar. Hang on, I'm gonna try something. Alexa, ceiling fan orange?
No, don't do orange, that's just.
Just turn it off, that, but I'll just give it off.
Got it. Skipping the orange color change.
Oh, good. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Okay. Verify your date of birth.
3/12/61.
Okay. You had a visit last March, a year ago March.
Yeah.
How's your health been?
All right, just, I guess lately I've been passing out off.
Oh, really?
Oh, just like when I get out of the couch. Yeah, I kind of pass out.
Has it gone out?
Not yet.
Okay.
This has been like, oh, started like, he's always had like just an occasional time where he'll get up and he'll feel woozy, but he recovers real quick.
Okay.
2 weeks ago, he got up. He nearly failed. He had to hold on to a column for over 30 seconds before he recovered.
Yeah. So.
But I haven't fallen yet.
Okay. When are you going to go to the doctor about that?
Oh, I'll probably send her appointment. I just put it off.
And is that Eric Syverson?
Yeah.
Right. And when was the last time you saw him?
Probably been a year here. Is there any way?
No. I saw them.
I don't connect to any of this.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. So,
I saw them for something else. I forget what it was.
Okay.
So is that's pretty serious then?
I would definitely go get it checked out. Yeah.
Is that possible? Something that could lead to heart attack?
I don't know. I mean,
or is it safe?
It might. Is he drinking enough water? It could be his heart.
He's drinking enough water.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but I definitely would. People shouldn't pass out like that. It's not normal.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, unless you have a history of it and they've worked you up completely and kind of told you how to manage it, but that doesn't happen.
No. I'll see. Have you ever talked to any doctor about this period?
Well, no, I'm going to see an appointment.
No. In the past, have you talked to a doctor?
In the past, I've talked about occasional ones, and that's where they said drink more water.
Okay. Yeah, but it keeps happening, so they might need to check your heart and do some things. And you're okay with your current doctor knowing everything about you, because you have mental health history, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he will get a summary of today's visit. He's going to sign that he's okay. He knows everything about you.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm going to take your blood pressure today, listen to your heart and lungs, and we'll see how that is.
All right.
When was the last time you did that, though, episode?
Oh, probably yesterday. Wasn't that bad.
All right. You're going to sign by the X.
All right.
Oop, you should be able to see it. Now, do you see any other doctors?
No. Well, I guess I do see a neurologist, and I got an appointment to see that we can remember.
Okay. How about psychiatry? Do you still see that?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you see that?
Oh, probably about once every 2 weeks. So he sees two people, a pill doctor and a talkie doctor, or
okay,
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He's not, the one he had for years quit, or
moved on to somewhere else. He got replaced by somebody else who.
No, she's not as good.
She's not nearly as good.
Yeah.
And it's like it's a waste of time. It's each visit is just like a kind of a rubber stamp. It's like just it's
well that's how she talked about traveling. Which I should didn't travel. Hey Robert, just don't talk.
No, I'm just being the wing man.
No,
because you don't want to talk about things.
Now, do you have your bottles for your medication?
Not with me.
They're not here?
No.
All right. Do you have a list or anything? I can verify my list.
You can go ahead.
Do you know what you're on?
Can you go ahead and send him, email him your list that you have, and he can just reply with, oh, you forgot this and this.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Do you live here?
I live in a different location.
Got it. Okay.
If we were to list his pills on a website, would you be able to get to it?
No, you can text it to my work phone.
That's fine.
Or take a picture and send it to my work phone. Does that work?
Yeah, you have a work phone, Richard.
Do you have a card there?
I have a card, yep. I can do that. That's not the only thing I can do.
Okay.
But yeah, that'll work. People have
yeah.
done that in the past.
Okay, but no websites.
No.
Okay, all right.
Sorry. It's just so secure.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
We have limited access because of security.
I get it. Okay.
But I will write.
The texting is fine. Hey, Richard, I can like cut and paste.
Okay. Yeah, texting is fine. This is the phone number you're
going
to text
you,
right?
Oh, you're writing down the text number?
Yeah, that's my personal work phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one that I called you on.
Okay.
And then I can verify my list by that. That would work. What do you see neurology for?
Headaches.
Headaches?
Yeah.
No smoking?
No smoking.
Do you know drug use right now? Marijuana or anything?
Yeah.
Do you use marijuana?
A little bit, but it's very occasional.
And what about alcohol?
Probably once every 2 weeks.
Okay, so very low.
Yeah.
And what about your advanced directive? Did you get that done? That's your durable power for healthcare. So that you have in writing your wishes for your healthcare. Who can speak for you if you can't speak for yourself?
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll put this on this little form that I can give to you.
To be a
yeah.
Okay.
For you, okay?
Okay.
Now, what about feeling tired? Do you feel tired during the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get headaches. Are they migraines?
Yeah.
Because I see you're on sumatriptan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the last probably month or two, I've been sleeping a lot extra. I don't know how many things you're dealing with. Higher. And probably 18 hours a day.
Oh, wow. Now, do you have hearing aids?
No.
Any oxygen or CPAP?
Well, I was on one, but I couldn't use it, so.
So you have sleep apnea?
Yeah.
Okay.
They just haven't done anything with CPAPs.
To make
ever. I mean, they're using
better,
the same
huh?
one they're using the same one design that they've had in the '50s or whatever. There's just no improvement whatsoever.
And so many people cannot tolerate that.
Now I saw something that's been popping up on the internet lately. It's kinda like a these stickers that you put on your nose, and then there's a magnet that pulls your nose out.
Oh.
But is that
there's a lot of those. There's an essence of those.
Yeah, so
they do have a new device that goes in your chest.
Oh, is surgery required?
I don't know if it's surgical or if it's kind of, it might be.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of have another test and get qualified and all that. Yeah. Now, what about shortness of breath? Do you get short of breath?
Once in a while.
How about chest pain?
No.
Do you have any lung problems, asthma, COPD, or anything?
Some kind of like shortness of breath. I don't know, COPD or kind of have something, but it's not.
Is that the same one where you like have sort of an anxious feeling, and then if you take the right sort of breath, it goes away?
Yeah.
And if you don't inhale just exactly the right, if you do it,
yeah.
If you inhale and exhale in just the right way, it relieves it. Otherwise, it's just like still the anxiousness. Have you heard of that before?
I've heard like an anxiety attack.
No. I guess I'm not explaining my well
yeah.
because I know of other people that have this.
Anxious about her.
No. You have this unsettling feeling.
Uh-huh.
And so
that's kind of shortness of breath there
yeah.
that I need to.
It's right. not a shortness of breath because it's not lack of oxygen. What it is
well, it may be.
You have this unsettling feeling that starts, and then you take a certain kind of a breath just right and it goes away. If you don't do it just right, it's still there. And I know I've talked to one other person who has it, so I'm surprised that you've never heard of it.
Uh-uh. Do you know what it's called?
No, I have no idea. Oh. I have no idea. It's just I was very surprised that somebody else, when I talked to somebody else, he had the same problem. But I guess it's
must be pretty rare.
I guess.
Yeah. How about chest pain?
No.
When you have those spells, do you get chest pain or anything?
No.
You just get lightheaded, like you're
yeah.
away from it.
Uh-huh.
And it goes away, and he's normal.
Yeah. Just heavy dizziness.
Okay. What about indigestion, heartburn?
Oh, I get that once in a while.
Do you get up at night to pee?
Yeah.
How many times?
Like 4 times.
Oh, wow. Any incontinence gear, like you have to wear a pad?
No.
And do you have neuropathy of your feet, like pins and needles burning?
Not
that I know. And you haven't fallen in the last year?
Yes.
Well, I think one of those.
You
six,
fell
yeah,
twice
yeah.
in this year. Twice.
Okay.
I mean, you crashing down.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You don't want to break a bone.
I have my left shoulder, like it's there kind of awful.
Now he's had this one problem that's actually kind of, that he's had for like 20 years
left
and
shoulder.
It's kind of gone away.
Yeah.
The toe problem.
Yeah, that's gone. It's gone.
I don't know what the deal is. What happened? What it was in the first place?
Like
why it went away by itself?
Arthritis. No, that's what the doctor said.
Yeah.
The arthritis doesn't fix itself.
What about you don't have diabetes?
Nope.
And let's see. What number would you give your pain level right now?
Well, right now it's I'll say one is lowest, right?
Zero. No pain. 10. Worst pain number.
Oh, right now I'll just say one.
Just down your shoulder?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it ever a zero, or is it always kind
it's,
of
it's
there?
It's sometimes been a zero.
Okay. What is the worst number you would give it?
Probably a 5 or 6, and it feels like I'm moving in a direction. My arm just hurts for
okay.
that.
But if it's just sitting still, it's never more than a 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your pain goal? No pain, mild pain, controlled pain. What's your goal for yourself?
I don't know. What is controlled pain?
Control is you have to take medication. Mild pain is it kind of just stays. I mean, your pain six is more than mild. That's discomfort.
If that's gone, if that part's gone, because I got it. I can,
so mild pain may be okay for you.
Yeah.
One goal is and it's a strong goal is any reduction in any kind of medication, period.
Yeah.
Do you take anything for your shoulder?
Yeah, no,
ibuprofen or Tylenol or anything.
Ibuprofen I take once in a while if I need to sleep real bad, I'll take it.
Okay. What else helps the pain? Heat, ice, massage,
marijuana. Yeah, that helps.
Neighbor of ours is the same way. He does marijuana, and it is the best pain relief there is, and it's sad that Idaho legislation has their heads up their butts that they don't allow it here medical, because Idaho is the worst state in the union as far as marijuana.
Okay, how would you describe how much your pain has been relieved in the last week? All the time, most of the time, some of the time?
When you say relieved, that means just
like gone or down to a one?
Yeah, probably several times a day, I would say.
Okay. So some of the time.
Yeah.
And how would you describe it? Is it throbbing, burning, achy?
Achy, probably.
Do you shower and dress yourself?
Yeah.
Any concerns about your housing, food, or transportation?
No.
Do you feel safe here?
Yeah.
Here and at the other place.
Both places.
Yeah.
How far away is the other place?
About 2 miles.
You know where the Eagle Winco is?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever gone there?
No.
Okay. If you're in the parking lot and look straight east, you look at his property.
Oh, okay.
It's the one with the fence around it, and then it's got this radio tower with the cameras on top.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so your mental health, what you've been diagnosed with?
Yeah.
Anxiety?
Yeah.
Attention deficit disorder?
Yes, that's true, yeah.
Mostly depression.
And depression, okay. Borderline personality?
Maybe.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, you never heard that before.
Like schizophrenia?
Like you have different personalities. If you haven't been diagnosed with it, I'm going to take it off my list.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I'm going to take that off. So anxiety, attention deficit, and depression.
Yeah.
Not bipolar.
No.
Okay.
I thought you were diagnosed as bipolar before.
Did you get better?
Oh, okay. All right. Bipolar still may be on the table.
Okay. Some are pretty much more bipolar than depression. So we'll see. They're pretty, you know, now in the last 2 weeks, have you been feeling down, depressed, or hopeless?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
Yeah, it's kind of
normal. It's more than 2 weeks. It's been more like, say, 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
No. It's I had it yesterday, last night.
Well, but you've had this ongoing new level of depression starting at 3 to 6 months, and it hasn't gotten better.
It was really bad last night, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, last night?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What about feeling little interest in doing things? Do you feel like
Yeah, lost interest.
Right. And
big time.
Yeah.
This especially recent.
What does your psychiatrist say? Are they working on it?
Oh, she said to travel.
Oh. Maybe that's not doable.
It's.
What about feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay.
Especially around other people.
Okay, like with social anxiety.
What? We both have that.
Yeah. Am I making you nervous?
No.
I'm sorry. I feel bad.
No. It's fine.
What about worrying too much where it overtakes your life?
I need to worry a lot.
Okay. Are you having thoughts that you'd be better off dead? None of that?
No, there's been a lot of that.
He's had a suicide attempt in the past.
Has he?
We had to go to the hospital and everything.
Probably several.
Yeah, at one time he did buy a gun.
But I sold it probably to the back.
How's your sleeping then? Has it changed in the last 2 weeks?
Not the last 2 weeks, probably in the last. So I guess my shoulder, since it's gotten a little bit worse, it's kind of fixed for some.
What about your energy level? Has it gone down?
Yeah, probably has.
What about your appetite? How's your appetite been in the last 2 weeks?
It's always good.
Okay. What about feeling bad about yourself, about your failure? Do you feel that way? Okay. Trouble concentrating.
Yeah.
Has that changed in the last 2 weeks? Or that's
not? I've always been.
Okay. That's your attention deficit. It's part of it.
And I think it's gotten a little bit worse.
Yeah. What about moving or speaking so slowly that other people could have noticed? Or being so fidgety?
Fidgety, yeah. Yeah, they're not.
And how hard is it for you to get your things done around your home or get along with people? Not difficult, somewhat, very, extremely.
I guess getting things done is just kind of difficult. People, I guess lately, it's kind of hard for me.
Okay.
I've gone out that much. Because,
how much you weigh?
Right now it's 225.
Blood pressure. Listen to your heart, lungs, and throat. Arteries in your neck. And we'll check, look at your feet. And then we'll do a little memory test. Okay? And I'll come to you, so you can stay right there.
Oh. So you're still gonna talk to me about the tubes, right?
Yeah.
Leaving the socks on or taking them off?
No, socks on.
Socks on. Yeah, my brother and I, we do regularly lift weights.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Not,
really
but not much.
Not much.
Okay. Once a week or how often?
Probably, actually, 6 days a week, but
okay.
It's just very, it's just like a single or two exercises. That's
okay. You know what? Something is better than nothing.
Yeah.
And lifting weights is really good. It's really good for your bones and everything. It's really good for your health. Okay, take your pulse. That's 68. Good. Okay, listen to your heart. Go back here. Right, take a breath and hold. Then breathe. Take a breath. Good. All right, so nice deep breaths in and out. Lungs are clear, heart's regular. The neck, we listen for a brewery. So a brewery is like a sound. And if we hear that, I do not. It can mean like big carotid arteries are narrowing to your neck.
Oh.
That's the big early it takes oxygen to our brain.
Oh.
Okay, let's check your feet.
Alright.
Okay, what I'm gonna do. Okay. Okay, we're gonna do the right foot first. Okay, close your eyes and tell me what toe I'm touching.
Biggest toe.
Good.
Smallest toe.
Good.
Middle one almost.
Good. And what part of your foot?
Ball part.
Ball, that's right. Okay, next foot. What toe?
Big toe. Big toe. Middle one.
Good. Let me know if you feel this vibrate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, your feet are good. Okay. You can put your shoes and socks on.
Okay.
So how many visits do you do a day?
Seven. So if you get in a crisis with your mental health, you can call where you go. There's people that can help you all the time.
Yeah. All right.
You have that resource for you.
Okay.
Like if you got suicidal.
Yeah.
And then you know the suicide hotline. If you know that.
No.
Yeah, it's 988. But yeah, now it's like, 911.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You can always call that too if you feel like you're gonna do something, you know? No diabetes, no heart attack or stroke. Have any cancer for you?
He's had
strokes. Strokes, but there's maybe. If I had stroke, it would be detected with my MRI.
Well, you can have what they call a TIA, which is a transient ischemic attack. And what happens is you have symptoms, and they go away pretty quick, but they don't show up on image. You won't see them on scan.
Yeah,
well, here's the whole situation.
Okay.
He's like had days where he's like worked really hard outside, and then they initiated a stroke condition. And then I can tell the stroke because for the next, like, starting that at that point in time to like weeks or months after that, his speech was just noticeably slurred.
Do you go to the doctor for that?
No.
Do you not like to go to the doctor? What's happening? Why don't you ever go to the doctor?
Oh, I go to the doctor.
Okay. But when something happens, you need to go to the doctor. You're lucky that it was just your speech.
But he's recovered.
Sure
he's recovered.
Yeah.
Maybe. But another thing maybe is
Maybe heat stroke.
He's like a new level, new higher sensitivity to heat or the situation too.
Yeah, okay.
That's permanent.
Yeah, some people are like that for sure. How about Cancer? All right, we're going to do a little memory test.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you three words to remember. They are banana, chair, sunrise.
Okay,
repeat that.
Banana, chair, or sunrise.
Okay, remember those.
Okay.
So now I want you to draw a clock in this spot right here. So you draw a clock with all the numbers around the face.
Oh, all the numbers.
Yep, all the numbers.
Now in the memory test, is it okay to cheat?
No. Why? We'll see how he does.
Well, I use a technique. Hey, Robert, don't influence anything, okay?
Okay.
Well, you're not cheating so far. Some people have different techniques to remember. Okay. Give me 10:30 with your clock hands. What would they be? Good. Okay. What were those three words?
Chair, banana, sunrise.
Got it.
So on that memory test, if on that memory test, like normally, like in everyday situation, I don't like do special like cheat, but in this form of cheating, I imagine myself sitting in a chair eating a banana in the morning, just to pass this test. Now, is that considered cheating?
No, that's how people remember things. It's kind of like a mnemonic.
Right, but I don't do that for everything, so I forget
right.
A lot of stuff.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And then something new that started with me and maybe Richard, I don't know, is I'm leaving stuff in the microwave.
Oh.
And that started like a year ago, where
okay.
I'll just completely forget that I left some food in the microwave, and that started a year ago. Is that just old personism?
Yeah, or you're busy. I mean, you have a lot of stuff going on here.
No.
Yes.
I mean, I'm less busy. I'm less busy because I'm retired.
You?
So, no.
Maybe. Sometimes I think my brain isn't as sharp because I'm less busy. Sometimes. I think that's normal stuff.
Okay.
But if you feel like you're remembering, I tell all my members, if you feel like your memory is like, gosh, talk to your doctor. They can do formal testing if you want formal testing.
Is there like a quick sort of like, oh, if I can't do this, I'm really screwed? Because like, I mean, I'm forgetting like movie star names.
Oh, that's names.
Okay, and that I did used to like say 5 years ago. But is there sort of like a quick and dirty test that you can say, well, if I'm not doing this, I'm screwed?
Probably the quickest one is the one I just did.
Oh, the three things.
Yeah, that will pick up stuff. People will not be able to remember any of those words.
Oh, so you sort of invent your own three words,
oh, yeah.
And then write them down somewhere. Maybe by the time you write them down, that's probably cheating.
Yeah. Someone else probably has to give it.
Okay.
And what happens is you give you the three words, and then when you draw the clock, if it's distracting you too much, you won't remember those words.
Oh, so that's kind of interesting.
That's
okay, so three words, and then do something that's like mentally challenging.
Yeah, just you can draw a clock with time.
That's easy.
Yeah, and then three words again. But this is like pretty standard test, like method.
Now, when you're looking at the clock, do you actually look at like variations of the hour hand, like the difference between 1 and 1:30? You actually look at that or just look at the
minute?
We
kind of look at like this is 10:30. We don't deduct if it's a big hand or a little hand. We don't look at that.
Okay.
We get the 10 and the 6.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll say 11:15. If they get the 11 and the 15, we're okay. If the numbers aren't like straight or a little crooked, we don't deduct for that.
Oh, okay. So if it's like 3:30, it's like that.
Yeah, 30. Exactly.
I get it. Okay.
that. It's not super like, we don't judge on neatness, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, and some people don't have good vision or they have a tremor. So, you know, some people can't draw up super neat.
Or they're not detailed enough to get the hour hand.
Exactly.
Well, it's
exactly.
It serves
exactly.
One purpose. That's to.
Yeah, I would just scratch. I'm trying to get an idea of what the how deep they get into test.
But if you like this clock is great, you got me
yeah.
Three words passed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The main purpose of the clock is to distract the mind. But
yeah.
Making a sentence of the three words, people will do that, or they'll say, now I chair sunrise, so BCA or BCS.
Oh, that's good one.
So
I just use a visual, but now sitting in a chair.
But that's a good,
yeah.
That's easy.
Right.
I like that. It's
yeah.
Easy.
Yeah, it's the first letter of each word. Some people will use that to help them remember, and that's okay. That's not cheating.
I like that.
How our mind works, you know? Okay, you're doing okay. Now, do you live by yourself where you're at?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're doing okay over there?
Oh,
I visit every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
We exercise together.
Okay.
And he has a cat.
Okay, so you don't need any help taking care of yourself at
no.
This point. You're doing okay.
Okay.
Now, do you drive?
Yeah.
Okay. You doing okay with driving?
Mm-hmm.
Only thing else to look at is if you truly have sleep apnea and you're not using your CPAP, it's not good for your heart.
Oh.
So I'm going to put that in my notes. I will go to your doctor that maybe another sleep study or something, a different apparatus so that you're okay.
He failed the last sleep study. He just couldn't get to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
they had to kick him out.
Sometimes they can do it at home.
So,
yeah, we might do that.
Maybe at home work. I'm going to write this to follow up or just recommend sleep study evaluation.
Okay.
So, if like, say, oh, I was able to, like, videotape him sleeping, would that be considered a sleep study?
Probably not, because they have to have this apparatus and check their pulse ox.
Oh.
They kind of have to do numbers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yeah. Okay, I wrote the suicide hotline here. The sleep study guide.
The suicide hotline is just not useful.
No?
No.
Have you dialed it before?
We've done it before, and it was actually, it created more problems than it was good. It was it was a problem. Yeah. The suicide law is not an option for him.
But he can call your mental health place.
Yeah, that's a whole completely another can of worms. He won't. As you know, that he won't go to the doctor. He won't call. He's
well, the mental health place, they don't answer the phone right now. So.
And then even if they do, he doesn't like fully sharing with his doctor, period. He keeps things private, even if it's like, he knows it's damaging to him.
Now, because over-anxiety, it automatically sends a behavioral therapy referral to your health insurance.
Okay.
Would you like them to call you? Or...
As long as they leave a message, he doesn't pick up the phone.
Okay. I'll have him call you, maybe, so they can talk to you just about your mental health, make sure you're doing okay.
Okay.
And they usually do leave a detailed message.
Okay.
Good.
And how to call back.
Yeah, because we get like 10 to 20 spam calls a day.
Every day. So horrible. So terrible. They drive me nuts.
I've got a device on... this house and his house, I've got devices running that actually record the caller ID, the time it came in, and if you go to a particular website, it'll show the whole list. It uploads it to a website, so it shows that we get about 10 to 20 a day. And then I programmed a watch where if it ends in ID, because they have like cities like Burley ID or, you know, Boise ID or whatever, then it's a spam call. But the thing is, I've got an important call, Richard. It was your doctor. It was, like I said, Haley ID. So
I tried to think, I was the first one of those.
When I got my program, what it did was, as soon as it got, if it ended in capital I, capital D,
uh-huh,
you would pick up the phone and hang up.
Yeah, but when you call me through Google Voice, it does that.
Right, that's the problem is I think your doctor's using Google, I think your dentist is using Google Voice, because they showed like Kaylee ID or something like that. And I was in the mood of like, oh, if it was a scammer, I was going to play with them.
Well, usually if it wasn't a scammer, they'll always leave a message.
And then I'm also waiting for the next time I get a call from a robot, AI, because there's a special recipe that if you follow this recipe, you'll get them to keep saying Albuquerque, New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, in an endless loop. Because the robots, they one thing, they have lots of patience. So if you ask them special needs, say, hey, you know, if you say your name, spell it out, you know, phonetically. But don't use, you know, alpha, use Albuquerque, New Mexico. And when you use phonetic alphabet on the phonetic alphabet. Then it loops it to itself, and then they're saying Albuquerque, New Mexico, because it's a cell. And they'll do it for like an hour.
Oh, thank you, boss.
And it uses up like $1 a minute on their side.
Oh, really? Okay, so here's this paper for you,
okay,
the reminders, and my cell phone number.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you don't, if you get busy and you don't text them to me, no worries.
Okay.
It's not
okay. Well, I'm gonna do a reminder.
So I would love to go with my list, make sure you're correct.
All right.
And what is your name?
I'm Debbie.
Debbie, okay.
Yeah.
So,
And then I wrote in there about your busyness also.
Yeah, okay.
When you make your appointment for, or you need to make an appointment about your busyness.
Okay.
You don't want to fall and break bone.
Okay.
You need to make sure it's like before, just water. It's still happening. And you drink the water. So.
Okay. I'll see if I'm
so they can see what it is.
I have a very bad habit.
Okay, I got those two in place.
Okay, perfect.
Text pills to Debbie and then make doctor appointment about dizziness. Yeah, okay.
For sure.
So every time he brings up his browser right now, his homepage will show those new names.
Okay. Reminder.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks for stopping by.
Oh,
yeah,
you're
thank
so
you.
Welcome. You have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too.
Thank you. You take care, okay?
Yeah.
All right. You got an appointment.
Okay.
That's your homework. All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm going to just upload this to Midroom and...